You're listening to Treasuring Mothers with your host, Jenny Baxter.
My guest today is infant welfare nurse Jan Murray. She's with me in the studio. Hi, Jan.
Hi.
It's always great to talk with you and just have a bit of a sense of how young mums can manage their little babies or their toddlers. It's an interesting conundrum, isn't it? Knowing how to help our next generation along when they've got little children.
Yes, and I'm right in the mix at the moment. My daughter has a 2-year-old and a 10-month-old, and I want her to be empowered to make decisions. I won't always be around, so I don't want to make the decisions for her now. I mean, immunisations for a start. Wonderful. My daughter asked me advice on that. Well, I didn't want to say, yes, you must do it, even if that's what I chose to believe, because she has to live with the consequences of, A, if she did choose to immunise and something happened as a side effect, or she didn't and the child got the disease, I don't want to live with that decision. She has to own that decision and her partner has to own that decision. So with anything, with settling a baby, with whether to feed breast milk or formula, whether to co-sleep or not, those are decisions they have to make and they have to be aware of the consequences. So I guess we can outline anything if we know it. I'm fortunate enough to work in the field of child health and midwifery, so I know a lot of those answers. But even so, before my daughter had children, I really was mindful of that and wanted to make sure I didn't keep giving advice unless she asked for it. And fortunately, a little bit she has asked for, which is great. I guess that's one time your daughter will listen to you when she knows that her mother gets results with other people. But empowering your daughter to make these decisions and to raise her own children in the way she wants to do it, if your daughter does have a partner, to empower them as parents to bring up their children together and that whole family relationship, the dyad of different relationships, and for us to encourage that is really important as well. That might be just offering them to have a date night and look after the children. Or my child lives interstate with my grandchildren and we're counting the days, or years really, that she can put them on the plane and they'll come down and have holidays. So, you know, for the big picture, she knows she has to do that trek alone with them on the plane so that they get used to that trip. But yes, that's something down the track that we'll work towards. And there's also lots of things like that that different parents can work towards. But, yeah, it's not giving the exact answers, but it's helping them that you will be there for them.
Yeah, I'm in a similar situation. My son's had a baby a few months ago, and so they live not too far away, half an hour drive. However, my daughter-in-law's parents live about 3 or 4 hours drive away. So I'm the close one, but I'm the in-law. So it's an interesting thing trying to work that out, because I don't want to tread on anybody's toes. I want her to know that I'm here to support her in whatever way she needs. So,
yes.
Yeah.
And I think it is a sensitive area, but then you don't want to be absent as well. And I know I think about that as well. I don't want to be in their pocket and ringing all the time or wanting to FaceTime or whatever, but I don't want to be distant as well. Mm. And a bit like parenting, this grandparenting is a whole new phase that we're learning in this day and age as well, is different than 20 or 30 years ago.
Definitely different. Yeah. And that's something that I appreciate. I've got grandchildren in another city, interstate in Melbourne. And so we have a weekly Skype session set up and we connect with the grandkids that way, which is so good, because when we do see them, they know us much better than I knew my grandparents.
Yes, and we have the same in Queensland. We FaceTime. In fact, the little 2-year-old even knows how to call now, you know, without his mother even knowing he'll be talking on the phone and telling us different things. And he puts me in his truck and, you know, pushes me around the yard in the phone and jumps on the trampoline. And so it is very different. We can connect in a different way. In fact, it was quite odd. I went to visit my grandson. I hadn't seen him all that often and I was to babysit him, and I got there after he'd already gone to sleep and his mother went out, and when he woke up I felt he didn't know me and he wouldn't connect. So we looked in the mirror and he saw me in the mirror and then he looked at me and then he was fine.
Okay.
So it's almost like it was screen time.
Yep.
it was screen time for him, that's how he knew me. Yep. So it was very hard that I was in the flesh.
All of a sudden you were, yeah.
So it is a very different era to grandparenting.
Yes. Last year, because my granddaughter then was 3 years old, and we would read books on Skype and we'd sing songs together and we'd do silly things like try and share birthday cake through the screen. And then she came to visit, or they came to visit later in the year, and she sat next to me at dinner time and she touched my hand and said, "Grandma, I can touch you." Mm. And so it was so lovely to feel like that there was an awareness of that. Mm. Yeah.
But it is good that we have that. Like when we had grandparents, when we didn't see them, we didn't see them.
Yeah.
Like there was nothing really. Yeah. So this way, at least they can visually connect and hear you and put a face to a sound. So that's really important.
Yeah.
And by having a relationship with our grandchildren, I think is an empowering thing for the parents as well. It just, they know you want to connect to them, and we are connecting with them. And so that is a good thing. You're helping your daughter or son-in-law or whatever, if you have a relationship with your grandchildren.
Yes.
And I said, you know, when we lived away from them, that I want to be a nana. We will work this out somehow. And year by year or month by month, you do work different things out. My daughter's got stepchildren, so the older children I send a postcard to, or, you know, different things that you can do.
Yes, and it's good even at a distance too, to bring in an understanding of the faith angle too, and even while, you know, your children may not necessarily agree this with the same things you do, at least grandmothers can pray. And I think that's something we've come back to before. It's a really great thing to be able to pray for your grandchildren.
Yes, you've got the time and the space to do it as well, the headspace and the understanding of what's important.
Yep.
So absolutely. Yeah. I do a little bit of drawing on the side, and my daughter asked me to draw her son a lion, and I'm in the process of drawing an elephant for the next one. And it's interesting, I related that in the Bible, and so on the back of the photo I've got, you know, strength and courage and things like that. So just praying over it while I was drawing, knowing it was going to hang in his room, was something that I felt I could do for that child at that time.
Yeah, that's great. Mm. Jen, thank you for speaking with me today on Treasuring Mothers, and we'll look forward to catching up with you again sometime soon.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to Treasuring Mothers. Be sure to visit treasuringmothers.com to join the conversation, access show notes, and discover our fantastic bonus content.